Captain?
Oh, yes, number one?
I've just had a sort of report thing from number two.
Oh, dear.
Yes, he was shouting something or other about having found some prisoners.
Oh, well, perhaps that'll keep him happy for a bit. He's always wanted some. Yeah.
Captain, sir.
Ah, hello, number two. Having a nice day?
I brought you the prisoners I located in Freeze Bay 7, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Excuse me, not getting up, just having a quick bath. Well, gin and tonics all round, then. Look in the fridge, will you, number one?
Certainly, sir.
Don't you want to interrogate the prisoners, sir?
Dear, why on earth should I want to do that?
To get information out of them, sir. They are my prisoners. Can't I just interrogate them a little bit?
Oh, all right, if you must. Ask them what they want to drink.
Oh, thank you, sir. Mm. All right, you scum, you vermin.
I say, steady on, number two.
Oh, very good, sir.
Thank you.
What do you want to drink?
Well, the gin and tonic sounds very nice to me, Arthur.
What? Oh, yes.
With ice or without?
Oh, with, please.
Lemon!
Oh, yes, please. And do you have any of those little biscuits? You know, the cheesy ones.
I'm asking the questions.
Number two.
Sir!
Push off, would you? There's a good chap. I'm trying to have a relaxing bath.
Sir, may I remind you that you have now been in that bath for over 3 years?
Yes. Well, you need to relax a lot in a job like mine.
What on earth's going on?
Could I actually ask you what your job is, in fact?
Your drinks.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks.
I mean, I couldn't help noticing, you know, the bodies.
Bodies?
All those dead telephone sanitizers and account executives, you know, in the hole.
They're not dead, good Lord, no. No, they're just frozen. They're going to be revived.
You really mean you've got a hold full of frozen hairdressers?
Oh, yes, millions of them. Hairdressers, tired TV producers, insurance salesmen, personnel officers.
Security guards.
Management consultants.
Well, you name it and we've got it.
We certainly have, yes.
We're going to colonize another planet.
What?
It's exciting, isn't it, eh?
What, with that lot?
Yeah. Oh, don't misunderstand me. We're just one of the ships in the Ark fleet. We're the B-Ark, you see. Sorry, could I just ask you to run a bit more hot water in for me? Thanks. Ah, yes. Do help yourself to more drinks, won't you?
Oh, thanks. What's a B-Ark?
What? Oh, well, what happened, you see, was our planet was doomed.
Doomed?
Oh, yes. So what everyone thought was, well, let's pack the whole population in some sort of giant spaceships, you see, and go and settle on another planet.
You mean a less doomed one?
No, precisely, yes. So it was decided to build three ships, three arcs in space. Anyway, where's the soap? Ah, thank you. Ah, so the idea was that into the first ship, the A ship, would go all the brilliant leaders.
The scientists?
Yes, the great artists, you know, all the achievers. Mm. And then into the third ship, the C ship, would go all the people who did the actual work, who made things and did things. You see. And then into the B ship...
That's us.
Yes, would go everyone else, the middlemen, you see. Mm. And so we were sent off first.
But what was wrong with your planet?
Well, it was doomed, as I said. Apparently it was going to crash into the sun. Or was it that the moon was going to crash into us?
No, I thought it was that the planet was more or less bound to be invaded by a gigantic swarm of 12-foot piranha bees.
Oh, no, that's not what I was told. Commanding officer swore blind that the entire planet was in imminent danger of being eaten by an enormous mutant star goat.
Oh, really?
Yes, but he was just hoping that the ship he was going in would be ready in time.
But they made sure that they sent all you lot off first anyway.
Oh, yes. Well, everyone said, very nicely, I thought.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. Yeah, charming.
That it was very important for morale to feel that they would be arriving on a planet where they could be sure of a good haircut and where the phones were clean.
Oh, yes, well, I can see that would be very important.
Can you?
Shush, Arthur. And the other ships followed on after you, did they?
Ah, well... It's funny you should mention that,
yes,
because,
isn't it? Yes.
Curiously enough, we haven't actually heard a peep out of them since we left 5 years ago.
No.
But they must be behind us somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, they were eaten by the goat.
Ah, yes, the goat.
Hmm.
It's a funny thing, you know, now that I actually come to tell the story to someone else. I mean, does it strike you as odd, number one?
Well, sir,
I can see that you've got a lot of things you're going to want to talk about, so thanks for the drinks, and if you could sort of drop us off at the nearest convenient planet.
Well, that's a little difficult, you see, because our trajectory thingy was preset before we left Golgafrincham.
Mm. When are you going to reach the planet you're meant to be colonising?
Oh, well, we're nearly there, I think. Yes, any second now. Well, it's probably time I got out of the bath, in fact. Oh, I don't know, though. Why stop just when you're enjoying it, I always say.
So we're actually going to land in a minute?
Well, not so much land, in fact. I think, as far as I can remember, we're programmed to crash on it.
Crash?
Yes. It's all part of the plan, I think. There was a terribly good reason for it, which I can't quite remember at the moment.
You're a load of useless bloody loonies.
Ah, yes, that was it. That was the reason. Got it. Pass me the loot, will you? Oh!